This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In late December, the Chinese Communist Party destroyed a 90-foot-tall Tibetan Buddha statue, in addition to 40 Tibetan prayer wheels near the Drakgo Monastery, reports International Christian Concern. 4 years before, the Communists tore down the Golden Lampstand Church, where 50,000 Chinese Christians had worshipped, reported LifewayResearch.com. Bob Fu, founder of China Aid, said these actions reveal, quote, that the Chinese government has no respect for religious freedom or human rights, end quote. The communists' actions are reminiscent of darker days under the Cultural Revolution that ravaged China for a 10-year period beginning in 1966. Under the leadership of Mao Zedong, they targeted the four olds, referring to the old customs, the old culture, the old habits, and the old ideas. At that time, the Chinese Communist Party destroyed historic statues, persecuted the country's academics, and replaced traditional art and culture with a new pro-communist selection. This revolution heavily targeted Tibetan Buddhism for its pre-communist heritage, and Christianity for its influence from the Western world. Let's remember the guidance of Matthew 5, verse 44. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. A British tribunal has ruled that a Christian nurse who was forced to resign from a hospital over her refusal to stop wearing a cross was wrongfully discriminated against, reports the Christian Post. The employment tribunal ruled last Wednesday that Mary Onuha had been mistreated by the Croydon Health Services NHS Trust when they demanded that she stop wearing a cross to work. The tribunal rejected the hospital's claim that the cross necklace presented a high infection risk, noting that other items like rings and hijabs were permitted at the facility. In an appearance on last Thursday's PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff, Vice President Kamala Harris acknowledged, quote, a level of malaise, end quote, among Americans, reports the New York Post. Woodruff posed this question.
The Biden-Harris agenda in the beginning, a year ago, got off to a strong start, but it's obviously stalled. Right now, the president's approval ratings have taken a dramatic hit. Did you try to do too much?
Eventually, Vice President Harris sought to link Americans' fatigue with the ongoing COVID crisis to Biden's sinking poll numbers amid rising inflation and high energy costs.
COVID, for example, everybody is frustrated with that. And I understand and I fully appreciate there is a level of malaise. We're in 2 years into this thing. We want to get back to normal. We all do.
Critics quickly seized on the comment, which harkens back to Carter's so-called malaise speech of July 1979, a disastrous address that blamed Americans for the economic woes that had sparked widespread anger against his administration. While Carter never used the specific word malaise, his address 16 months before Ronald Reagan beat him in 1980 was characterized as politically tone-deaf and was considered one of the lowest moments of Carter's presidency.
It is a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America.
Last Friday, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor inaccurately claimed, quote, over 100,000 children, end quote, are in serious condition due to COVID-19, sparking an outrage from critics accusing the Obama-appointed justice of spreading misinformation, reports ABC News.
We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition and many on ventilators.
By contrast, the Washington Post reported that only 4,000 children were hospitalized due to COVID-19 nationwide last week. The comment came during last week's oral arguments for the Biden administration's controversial vaccination rule for private employees, which would force businesses with more than 100 employees to place a vaccine mandate on their workers or require them to be tested weekly. Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, tweeted, quote, "If left uncorrected, Judge Sotomayor's wildly inaccurate statement about children and COVID will undermine public confidence in the integrity and diligence of the court. The Supreme Court, or Justice Sotomayor herself, should issue an immediate correction," end quote. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says Democrats are ignoring some of the nation's most pressing problems. On Friday, Representative Jordan tweeted a list of 9 national concerns plaguing Americans today and charged Democrats with ignoring all of them. Crime rising, inflation skyrocketing, gas prices up, groceries expensive, schools closing, border chaos, Americans still stuck in Afghanistan, Russia and China making moves, and our soldiers being discharged because they do not want the COVID shot. And finally, the tallest mountain in the Galapagos Islands, located 563 miles off the coast of Ecuador in the Pacific Ocean, erupted on Friday, spewing lava down its flanks and clouds of ash over the Pacific Ocean, reports the Associated Press. A cloud of gas and ash from the Wolf Volcano rose to 12,444 feet above sea level, following the eruption that began shortly before midnight Wednesday local time. The new eruption on Isabella Island, the largest in the Galapagos chain, did not represent a risk to humans or to native local species. Populated areas are located at the opposite side of the island. The volcano last erupted in 2015. Judges 5 verse 5 says, "The mountains quaked before the Lord, even Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.